read news every day.
News that's informative, but rarely encouraging.
The Intermountain Christian Newspaper aims to change that. They present the news you need to know, from what's going on in your community to your world, with encouraging words, motivation,
and the resources you need to make positive changes in your life.
What is your local government doing that you need to know about?
What's happening in your community you need to be a part of?
Whether it's a story from your neighborhood, a national story, or an encouraging word,
you'll find biblical issues of everyday life in the Intermountain Christian Newspaper.
Intermountain Christian News is produced and supported by the work and donations of individuals and churches. You'll find it at churches, Christian bookstores, by subscription,
and online at imcnews.org.
To find out more about supporting this local resource, go online at imcnews.org or call Intermountain Christian News in Boise, Idaho at 208-703-8688. The Intermountain Christian News,
a voice sharing the truth on matters dear to people's hearts.
This is Dr. Anthony Harper here again, Intermountain Christian News, giving you an update on some latest news needs. Besides the help with financial and prayer support for the trips to Washington, D.C., to the White House, and to Jerusalem coming up, also our ministry needs a donated minivan, a vehicle, a good reliable vehicle, a good gas mileage, air conditioning for delivering our newspapers in, other news-related ministry work, and also need for donated housing, for ministry housing expense. So if you or you know someone that can help out with this, please give a call to our office in Boise, Idaho at area code 208-703-8688. Donations are tax-deductible, and would love to hear from you if you can help out with any of these needs. So thank you for being in prayer and doing all that you can to support our good news ministry for the glory of God. Thank you for spreading the word about Intermountain Christian News Hour radio program and our printed newspaper, which, by the way, you can download from our website at imcnews.org.
Are you tired of the secular news? Do you want a Christian view of politics? Do you want to know what is going on in your Christian community? Your wait is over. Welcome to the Intermountain Christian News Hour. Here is your host, Dr. Anthony Harper.
I'm Dr. Anthony Harper here with the Intermountain Christian News Hour, an outreach of the Intermountain Christian Newspaper, which, by the way, you can download from our website at imcnews.org and learn more about this radio broadcast through clicking at the banner ad at the top left of our website, imcnews.org. And today I have a wonderful guest here with me, Mark Langfan of Americans for a Safe Israel. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Harper.
This is some exciting topics we're going to discuss today about the state of Israel, the defense of Israel. And, I would preface it here starting out, and I talked with you earlier about 2 Chronicles 7:14 is a scripture that's often used by the National Day of Prayer. And this is actually a response into Solomon's request for seeking God's wisdom. In 2 Chronicles, the first chapter, verse 7, God does appear to Solomon. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the response of God to Solomon, which states, "If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land." So as a condition, I believe, Mark, for protection from terrorism is applying 2 Chronicles 7:14. This is what God told Solomon.
I think you are right on the money. And let me tell you why. What we are up against is nothing less than an epic battle of good versus evil.
Yes.
Where there is an evil in the world. And people think that you can negotiate where we are right now is, people are talking about ceasefires, and what they're really saying is you can negotiate with evil. And I say you can't. You have to understand that this is a battle between something evil and what all the good in the world that our God presents to us and represents to us. And what I have been doing for the past 25 years is trying to develop a vocabulary whereby I can take someone who has no idea about Israel, no idea who the good guy and the bad guy is, and by showing people my 3D map of Israel, all of a sudden you see clearly who the good guy is and who the bad guy is, and how defending Israel is a defense of the good guy and of defending not only God, but all that we hold sacred to us, all of the freedoms that we hold sacred to us. And it's been a real adventure for me, as we were talking before we got on the air. I've been doing this for 25 years. And I sort of stumbled upon it, and I came up with this 3D map of Israel. The basic idea was, if I may be digress here, if Muhammad won't come to the mountain, you bring the mountain to Muhammad. In that the West Bank was really misnamed. It should have been the West Heights, because it is not the bank of a river. It is the mountains of Judea and Samaria that are the biblical heartland of Israel and are the precious land on which Jesus Christ walked.
Yes.
And so we have to understand that they're mountains. And the key is understanding that they're mountains. Because once you understand that, you don't have to be much of a rocket scientist, a genius, to understand that if your enemy has the mountains and they're looking down at you, it's game over.
It is. So the demand is from the Palestinians, from all these extremists, is to have that whole mountain range in the center of Israel.
Exactly. And basically what they want to do is you take Gaza, the Gaza Strip, and multiply it times 30 and put it right next to 70% of your population and 80% of your industrial base, right across from it. It's the way I usually describe it is when they're firing these rockets now from the Gaza Strip, most of the land around the Gaza Strip is empty. So it's like firing a mortar from North Dakota to North Dakota. What are you likely to hit? Nothing. But if you have the same rockets that they're firing now, or actually the lesser rockets, they don't even need such far rockets. Lesser rockets, just the ones that one or two guys can carry on their shoulder from the Judea and Samaria, from the West Bank, they can fire these rockets right into the heartland of Israel, which is Tel Aviv and Netanya. And the way I describe it is, it's not North Dakota to North Dakota, it's just imagine one rocket from Brooklyn into Manhattan, okay? One rocket, you'd be guaranteeing to kill somebody. You'd be guaranteeing to destroy and send people into bedlam and mayhem. And it doubles back to what happened was I would be giving talks with my map to congressmen. And I'll never forget one congressman. It was about 22 years ago. And this is all relative to explaining the fact that Israel represents the battle between good and evil. So 22 years ago, I'm in a congressman's office, and I show him my map. And he puts his hand on the West Bank, and he looks at me, and he says, "Now I understand why the West Bank is important for Israel's security. Now I get it. But I have a problem that you have to help me with." And I said, "What, Congressman?" He said, "You have to explain to me why Israel is important to the United States of America. Because I have constituents coming into my office saying Israel's the cause of instability, Israel is the cause of this, Israel is the cause of high gas prices, you name it, it's Israel's fault. So I look at him and I say, well, you know, you've got Syria here, Jordan here. I see his eyes glaze over. And I rapidly realize that he has no idea where these countries are. So for the past 22 years, what I've been doing is I've been creating simple maps that your listeners can access just by Googling my name, Mark Langfan, and showing people how and what the dangers are to Western civilization. And if I may, one of my classic maps is a very simple map. I have a rectangular map of the Middle East. And up in the left-hand corner, you've got Greece. Now, believe it or not, Greece has only got 11 million Christians. On the other bottom right-hand corner, there are 370 million Muslims. And that excludes Pakistan, India, Indonesia, Nigeria, all these huge Muslim countries. So there are 370 million Muslims to the bottom right, along with ISIS and Iran and all of these evil people. And then you've got in the upper left, Greece, with 11 million Christians. And the only non-Muslim country between 370 million Muslims and 11 million Christians in Greece, who, by the way, is a NATO country,
yes,
so that America is sworn to defend it, the only country that's a non-Muslim country is Israel. So I ask a simple question. Oh, you think if Israel gets plucked out of this and we just give the land back to the or give the land up to whomever, you think this is going to be the end of the game? The Muslims are looking at Israel as an appetizer. And then they're going west, and they're going to have the main course. And my point being that Israel is the first and last line of Western civilization, of Christianity, of Judeo-Christian values. We can see the values that the Muslims are doing unto themselves in Syria,
yes,
in Iraq, in Iran, all of these places. Could you imagine what they would be doing to us if they got the chance? So this is what I've been doing for the past 22 years. Exactly what this 2 Chronicles 7:14 says.
Well, you know, thinking about that 2 Chronicles 7:14, you know, often people would ask, there's a condition in that that God gives to Solomon, is if they turn from their wicked ways. And people that would make people would ask, what are those wicked ways? Well, you know, the judge Samuel talked about God was upset with Israel because they would not accept God as their king. They wanted a king like the pagan nations around them.
What you're talking about here is the very heartbeat of what is going on in Israel, in that you have I'm not going to exactly say it's a secular religious divide. You have a different issue. You have a notion in Israel where it's not a Jewish state, where it's not a special state. It's just a European, you know, let's just be Europeans here.
Yeah.
And Hashem's way, what he is doing is he's looking at these guys and he's saying, listen, I got a newsflash for you. If you think that you can negotiate away Judea and Samaria, I'm going to show you what that is going to be by look at what happened. You thought you could negotiate away Gaza. You think this is just a negotiation, a land negotiation, where you think you've got the right to negotiate on this land? See, the people that are thinking they've got the right to negotiate on this land, the heart of Israel is Judea and Samaria, not the coastal plain.
Right.
And what, in effect, is going on here is the Muslims are saying to Israel, listen, just give us, negotiate away Judea and Samaria. Well, by golly, if Israel negotiates away Judea and Samaria, which is actually the biblical heartland of Israel, then they've just negotiated away the entire covenant to begin with.
They have. You know, actually,
that's exactly it.
Mark, in the book of Joel in the Old Testament, chapter 3, verse 2, says that I will judge them, God's saying, I will judge them for scattering my people among the nations and for dividing up my land. There is a curse that has fallen.
Well, the curse is coming. You don't have to do anything other than turn your TV on, okay, to see the curse in reality. What do you think this is? This is God telling us, you think you could get away with this cheap by just thinking you can. All this is if I give them land, that's going to be the end of the story.
Oh, not so.
And he's telling us, it ain't the end of the story, it is the beginning of the story. Okay? It is the beginning of the story. If you think that you are going to solve your problems by trading this away, I've got some missiles for you.
Yes.
And, you know, you look at what's going on now, and you say, listen, they thought they could just negotiate this away, and that's what they think this is just. I'll give you an example. I'm not a religious person in that I believe in God and I'm not an observant Jew. But at the same time, I am a loving person and a loving Jew to Jews and Christians and even Muslims. Okay? In fact, I have Muslims, because of my articles, who have befriended me and who have said, Mark, you know, you are saying the right thing, even though I'm harsh against Muslims sometimes, you're saying the right things because no one else is saying what's going on. I was just talking to my dad. I've been warning of Katyusha rockets for 25 years. I've been warning of Katyusha rockets, which is, on the face of it, not a religious issue.
Mm-hmm.
Not a religious issue. But you know what? People looked at me, and they treated me like I was crazy. Could you imagine? I right now I'm 54. I started this when I was 28, 29. Can you imagine a 29-year-old New York real estate lawyer running around with a 3D map of Israel to congressmen, warning of Katyusha rockets, 1993, 1992, 1991.
So people thought you were crazy.
They thought I was crazy. Okay, and I can empathize with all of these people who speak religion to people where they think that they're crazy, because I was not even talking about something that was, you know, not there in a, you know, I can't prove it exactly sense. I showed what the rockets looked like. They were firing them from Lebanon. Okay, they still thought I was crazy. Even after the Oslo process began, they still thought I was crazy. Now, none of these people are actually calling up and saying, Langfan, you were right. You know why? Because they're still in the same delusion that what Second Chronicle 7:14 is telling us. They still want to believe that it's not telling us this. And they still want to believe that what's happening from the Gaza Strip now is not telling, is somehow does not have to do with the fact that this is a battle between good and evil. This is a battle where God is on the side of good. And if we don't understand that, well, he's got his messages that are coming.
Oh, there's plenty of messages we see in Israel's history, Mark, where they were disobedient to God, and then he allowed terrorists to come into the country. Nebuchadnezzar was one of them that carried them in bondage to Babylon. We have the Assyrians, cruel people that God allowed in because of Israel's disobedience. And, you know, along with this turning from the wickedness concept, I don't know if Israel leaders are ready to hear this.
No, they're not.
What that means, though. You know, I think, you know, Israel has condoned a lot of things. Abortion in the land of Israel, killing innocent children. The marriage issue is very key here in America. But there are homosexual parades in Israel. And think God would want to bless Israel for allowing this to continue?
Well, let me put it to you this way. On the issue of abortion and on gays, Israel is in a unique cross-section and intersection point of many things. And it is a problem that is a deep one that in America we are having terrible difficulties with. And all I can tell you is that there's a program in Israel whereby they try to take homosexuals and cure them. And would you believe that they're being attacked, the people who are trying to cure homosexuals of being homosexual are being attacked?
Well, that's happening here in the U.S. as well.
The political correctness is really part of, it's politically correct for, by the way, everybody but Christians and Jews. Meaning, if you have Muslims who want to do honor killings, well, you know, that we got to respect that. No, you can't, that's protected. We're really in a crazy, crazy world.
We're in a crazy world, but I don't see that Israel or America are at the point of willing to stop the leaders to speak out and stop abortion and this disrespect of God's view on marriage. All too often I hear Christians say, you know, we shouldn't be asking for God to bless America. We first need to bless God. And I see these rockets to continue in Israel as long as the Israeli leadership is not obeying God.
Well, the rockets and God, where we're at is, unfortunately, Israel has failed to explain to its people and the world what Israel is about. And getting back to the issue of Hashem and God, they want to think that they are like any other country. They want to be like any other country. And they want to think that they are not special. And in a way, you have to have pity on them because they are 6 million Jews surrounded by 370 million Muslims who want to kill them.
Yes.
And in many ways, you'd want to try to imagine that there's a way out as well. You'd want to think, oh, you know, if only this were Canada and America, I wouldn't have these problems. You know, we could have a peace agreement somehow. But it is this notion that they're somewhere else. When they are not somewhere else, they are in Israel. And so I can tell you that a huge part of the problem is that Israel does not get the support that it needs to from America.
No, it doesn't, especially in our current president.
Oh,
it
my
seems
gosh.
To be favoring the Muslim
by
agenda.
Favoring Hamas. He's favoring Hamas.
Yes. But I've been encouraging people to pray for President Obama and of our leaders. They're in delusion. And
I have a different tack. I believe praying is vital. But I believe calling congressmen and senators and sending emails is also vital.
It is. And we've been encouraging Christians to be follow the constitutional responsibility in America. It's just true faith is just not prayer, but there's actions.
There's action. And in my mind, the most important action is first looking at the map and understanding how important Israel is. Because I go into these congressional offices, office after office, and they look at me and they really don't understand Israel's value. And what I was talking about earlier is the key. Because you have to learn the vocabulary of people who do not believe in the common values and in the Judeo-Christian overarching narrative. You got to deal with people who just think dollars and cents. And I walked into one congressman's office. Staffer looks at me and says, I'm the only staffer on the Middle East. I know nothing. You have 15 minutes. Go. And I said to her, well, your congressman is interested in the budget, right? She says, yeah. So I said, what I have to really show you is Israel's more important. Israel alive is more important than $3 billion.
Yes.
Because that's, she says, yeah. Because, so, you have to be able to talk the vocabulary of people who only think in a very binary, simple, non-religious way. That is Israel worth more than $3 billion to the United States every year or less than $3 billion? That's it. In fact, some people think Israel has negative value, okay, because they're quote-unquote causing all these problems. So I said, oh, my number's $3 billion. She says, that's right. So I said to her, if Israel is taken out of the equation, there are a million Christians on Cyprus. How long do the million Christians on Cyprus last? Cyprus, in fact, was one of the first places the Muslims attacked after they, you know, they've been attacking Cyprus since 700 AD. Okay? And the next stop is Greece. So I said to her, in years 2, 3, 4, and 5, how much is the United States going to, after Israel is destroyed, how much are you going to have to put in the United States defense budget to budget a practical defense of the NATO country called Greece? $80 billion? $100 billion? How could you possibly defend 11 million Christians from 370 million Muslims when you look at the map and they're going to be all North America, North Africa, all from North Africa through Egypt up the Levant through west through Turkey? How are you going to defend it? She said, you know something? You just bought yourself another 15 minutes. And so then I went into how the West Bank would become 25 Gazas if, God forbid, a million times Israel was forced to cede that land. And that's my point. What we who are Bible-believing people have to do is, and by the way, there are members of the Christian community who are not with us on this, who believe in replacement theology.
This would be those for the liberal side of Christianity.
And, yes.
And they may be not be Christians at all. But
absolutely true.
So, you know, okay. Like we have Republicans, there's this term RINO, Republicans in name only. We have a lot of Christians in name only. They're not true believers.
Absolutely.
And so...
So my point to them is, I say, oh, so you think Christianity will survive if Israel is not there? Let's look at the map. Let's look at the map. And sure enough, when you look at the map and you see without Israel, the West is finished.
Yes.
Christianity is finished. So I said, you better start learning Arabic, babe. Because
yeah.
not only is Judaism going to get replaced, Christianity is going to get replaced. If you think that replacement theology solves your problem, and you can have your cake and eat it too, meaning you can have Jesus Christ and not be bothered with defending Israel, babe, I got one for you, okay? And so we are in a battle, and the barbarians are not at the gates. The barbarians are inside the gates.
Yes, in our country as well.
That's right. In our religion and in our country, because the Jews have as great a problem as replacement theology. Liberal Judaism is, in effect, the analog of replacement theology. We have American Jews today who believe you can create a two-state solution, and that solves it. Don't have to worry about it anymore.
How foolish.
It is as foolish as the replacement. It is an analog to the replacement theology.
Yes.
And it is, unfortunately, a huge percentage of Jews.
Well, we know from also that God will curse those that curse Israel, and he will bless those that bless Israel.
Yes.
And this is a direct, rebellion against God when he says, don't divide my land.
It is exactly what it is.
Well, here in Prophet Joel, I mentioned to you, chapter 3, saying that I will gather, will also gather all nations, and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. And they have cast lots for my people, and have given a boy for a harlot, and sold a girl for wine, that they might drink. And so, you know, God is bringing a judgment for those that divided his land. And so these liberals in Christianity, or the liberal Jews, they must not really care about what God has to say.
No, matter of fact, it's the exact opposite. They don't not care what he says. They want to do the exact opposite of what he says.
In direct rebellion.
In direct rebellion. And what you are seeing today in the Gaza Strip is the absolute consequence of that direct rebellion. It is a thinking that somehow you are smarter than God, that you are smarter than common sense. Okay? Common sense says you can't let a terrorist have a mortar because he'll fire it at you.
Of course.
But they, not only, they think they're smarter than that somehow. And sure enough, they find they're not smarter than that. And they see mortars come because they divided the land. And the crazy thing is they did not give freedom to the Gazans, the Palestinians in Gaza. They gave those Palestinian Arabs a death sentence, not freedom. Because what happened was, all of a sudden happiness and honey and bliss develop in the Gaza Strip? No. They got a new dictator makes Israel's occupation of the Gaza Strip look like a picnic.
Yes, because the people in Gaza are in fear because
of
Hamas. They don't dare
right.
resist Hamas when they ask him, we want to set up a rocket launch in your backyard.
In your hospital.
The top of your hospital.
Or in your school.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
So they're in a bad situation there, and so it would have been much better for Israel to have been in control of Gaza, or for this to be part of Israel.
That's right.
And
that's exactly the point. And unfortunately, you've had left-wing American Jews and left-wing Israeli Jews somehow think that they were smarter than Hashem, God, that they were smarter and that they could negotiate away something that was unnegotiable. It should have been unnegotiable.
As long as Hamas is allowed to exist in near Israel, we have a problem. Some would say, more conservative people might see that there's a problem with having certain Muslims in a Jewish country that are for the destruction of Israel. I wonder what percentage, Mark,
well,
of
see,
Muslims
is
in Israel might are really
this
in
is,
support of Israel.
This is an area that actually is an interesting development. There is a movement in Israel, and it's not just Israel, okay? There is a movement in the Muslim world that is under the radar, but it is happening nevertheless. And what that movement is there is significant movement in the Sunni Muslims, where they are coming to understand that Israel is not only the first and last line of the West, the defense against the Muslim tsunami, but that Israel is Sunni Islam's first and last defense line against both ISIS and Iran.
Yes, and Al-Qaeda. That's
right. Al-Qaeda, Iran, and ISIS. And so what's going on is, if you noticed, there aren't a heck of a lot of Arab Muslim countries, the Sunni Muslims, that are coming out for the Palestinian Hamas in Gaza. Why? Because of exactly what I just said. There is a realization that however they want to look at Israel, something has changed, in that they themselves realize that there is no way that ISIS can be stopped from running through Jordan. If Israel weren't there, that ISIS could run through Saudi Arabia, unless Israel was. If Israel were not there, you would be seeing the most virulent Islam running through all of these countries, because they would have no defense against it.
They would not. Mark, please hold on the line. We'll be right back.
We read news every day.
News that's informative, but rarely encouraging.
The Intermountain Christian Newspaper aims to change that. They present the news you need to know, from what's going on in your community to your world, with encouraging words, motivation,
and the resources you need to make positive changes in your life.
What is your local government doing that you need to know about?
What's happening in your community you need to be a part of?
Whether it's a story from your neighborhood, a national story, or an encouraging word,
you'll find biblical issues of everyday life in the Intermountain Christian Newspaper.
Intermountain Christian News is produced and supported by the work and donations of individuals and churches. You'll find it at churches, Christian bookstores, by subscription,
and online at imcnews.org.
To find out more about supporting this local resource, go online at imcnews.org or call Intermountain Christian News in Boise, Idaho at 208-703-8688. The Intermountain Christian News,
a voice sharing the truth on matters dear to people's hearts.
This is Dr. Anthony Harper here again, Intermountain Christian News, giving you an update on some latest news needs. Besides the help with financial and prayer support for the trips to Washington, D.C., to the White House, and to Jerusalem coming up, also our ministry needs a donated minivan, a vehicle, a good reliable vehicle, a good gas mileage, air conditioning for delivering our newspapers in, other news-related ministry work, and also need for donated housing, for ministry housing expense. So if you or you know someone that can help out with this, please give a call to our office in Boise, Idaho at area code 208-703-8688. Donations are tax-deductible, and would love to hear from you if you can help out with any of these needs. So thank you for being in prayer and doing all that you can to support our good news ministry for the glory of God. Thank you for spreading the word about Intermountain Christian News Hour radio program and our printed newspaper, which, by the way, you can download from our website at imcnews.org. I'm Dr. Anthony Harper here with the Intermountain Christian News Hour, wanting to share the gospel message with you. It is clear that you hear the message and respond as soon as possible. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life." Please humble yourself today and admit your sins and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be your Savior today before it's too late. If you died today without Jesus, you would be lost forever in hell, which does exist, contrary to what you've heard from Oprah Winfrey and so many others. Please respond today. Make your decision for Jesus right now before it's too late. And it would be exciting to know of your decision for him and to share Jesus with others once you've committed your life to him. We'd love to hear from you. You can call our number in Boise, Idaho at 208-703-8688. I'd love to hear of your decision for Jesus. And please share him with as many people as possible. To learn more about having a relationship with Jesus, you can check out our website, imcnews.org. And at the top left of our website, you'll see a Who is Jesus banner ad, so you can click on that for more information. Also, you can call 24/7, this toll-free number, 1-888-NEED-HIM. And there's also a website, www.needhim.org. Once again, that 24/7 telephone number, toll-free, 1-888-NEED-HIM.
Are you tired of the secular news? Do you want a Christian view of politics? Do you want to know what is going on in your Christian community? Your wait is over. Welcome to the Intermountain Christian News Hour. Here is your host, Dr. Anthony Harper.
I'm Dr. Anthony Harper here with the Intermountain Christian News Hour. Back again talking with my my guest today, Mark Langfan of Americans for a Safe Israel. Mark, thanks for joining me. And this is such a crucial topic about Israel. And I know you share a concern about Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for Israel. So, Mark, to carry on what we were talking about before, the importance of Israel. And
let me tell you, I take pride in a couple of things. And the first thing I take pride in is if you Google the words, how important is Israel? What comes up number one in the world is my video on the subject.
So regarding that, a website for people to see, I know that there's a website for Americans for a Safe Israel, and that being www.afsi.org. But
yes, but also my name.
Okay, what would the website?
Also my name, marklangfan.com.
Oh, okay. How
but
easy that would be.
Simple. That's easy, marklangfan.com. And Israel is indefensible. Those two sentences, Israel is indefensible, and how important is Israel? Both of those sentences, if you Google those sentences, how important is Israel and Israel's indefensible, number one in the world in Google, my name and my information comes up. So all you have to do is Google Mark Langfan.
That's L-A-N-G-F-A-N.
L-A-N-G-F-A-N. And let me tell you, your listeners probably are saying to themselves, what can I do? How can I really be effective? And let me tell every single person who's listening to this show, every person who is listening to this show can change history.
Yes.
Every single person. How? Armed with the Eric Steckelbeck video that I just told you how to get to. By the way, you can Google my name and call me anytime I talk to anybody, and I can send you materials for free. My maps I send to people for free. I send to churches for free. I send to pastors for free. I send to everybody my materials for free. And all you have to do with any of these videos is call up your senator or congressman and ask for their Middle East person and say, I want to email you a video, a 10-minute video, and I'm going to call you back after you watch the video, and you tell me that 10-minute video is not absolutely urgent to the security of the United States.
It is, which I have watched, by the way, Mark. I thank you for sending that link, and I will have in today's broadcast a link to that video, which is so important.
That video, that link, is the your ability, every single person here listening to this show can change history for the good, for the protection of Judeo-Christian values. And my organization, AFSI, Americans for a Safe Israel, I actually add two extra words onto it. It's Americans for a Safe Israel for America. Because without Israel,
there will be no America. As
there will
say.
Be no America.
Yes.
And what you have to understand is those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed. And what we are seeing today in President Obama is a president who is cursing Israel.
Yes, it's
there
very clear.
Nothing could be clearer than this is a president who is doing every single thing he can to curse Israel.
Well, you know, along with that, Mark, my hope is that I will get to ask a question on repentance, what Abraham Lincoln, President Lincoln, had to say about repentance for America, and this leadership. If they do repent, there is hope for America, but if they don't, America is doomed.
That is exactly the problem. That is exactly the truth. And again, we have tools. God has given us tools. Our brains. Go on the internet. Google my name. Look at the map. Understand where Israel is. Because you've got friends. People who are listening to this have friends who say, oh, we don't need Israel. We don't need Israel. And you have got to be able to have the tools, whether they're Christian, whether they're not, whatever their denomination is. We are required to defend Israel and to defend America. And people who are saying, how do you bless Israel? Well, the first way you bless Israel is to protect Israel.
Oh, yes.
That is the very, if it ain't there, what's to bless? So you got, the admonition is you got to protect it. And by protecting it, people who say, oh, well, it costs too much, it's too politically incorrect. You say politically incorrect. Guess what? If that country is not there, political correctness, we're going to become something that is not Judeo-Christian.
Yes, you know, I was thinking, Mark, just now about what will protect Israel the most. Actually, it's cheaper for in the cost of investing to protect Israel just to for Israel to take over the West Bank,
right.
to that
That's
Gaza
exactly
area.
It.
If they just take over that, have total control, then
it's
it'll
cheaper.
Be a lot less money. So
see, this is that's exactly my point. And so what you got to do is you got to have all the elements in your arsenal. When you're talking to someone, you have to be able to say, "Oh, you think it's going to be easier for Christians, easier for America, if Israel gives up the West Bank?" Guess again. You know what the way that there? So the first way is you talk to your congressman and senator and you send them the video. The
right.
Second way is even more important. What they're coming up with this two-state solution is they would be putting U.S. troops in the West Bank to protect Israel. Now, if that's not the doggone craziest upside-down anti-Christian, anti-Jewish notion in the world, for those who divide Israel, you're going to be cursed. So you're putting U.S. troops in the West Bank where you're going to have Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Iran, every single terrorist group in the universe is going to be in the West Bank trying to kill Americans. And so you tell your senator or congressman, over our dead bodies, should there be put U.S. troops in any type of West Bank Palestinian state?
Well, you know, I think about, Mark, how can Israel get rid of all of the Hamas in Gaza or ISIS or any other of the extremists? How can they deport them all? What are they going to do?
The issue is, we're up against a time horizon here, so we can't exactly delve into the entire aspects of it. But what they can do is speak truth to power. Say, number one, clearly, that we are not going to divide the land. That we see the two-state solution is an abomination not only to Hashem, our God, but to logic. That's step one. And then what happens is you say to the Palestinians and you say to the Arabs, you say, listen, guys, if you want Hamas to rule you and to, there was a very, the quote, I don't remember where I saw it today, but it said, we don't want to kill, there was an Israeli leader, I think Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, was talking to the Palestinians, and he said, we don't want to kill Gazan Palestinians. We want Gazan Palestinians to be safe.
Yes.
And what is he saying? Safe from evil, safe from terrorism, safe from a Palestinian mafia that drives this entire... there was an article about 2 weeks ago that who's gotten rich from all of the strife in the Gaza Strip? Hamas has. They have a vested interest in having a blockade. Why? Because then they get to be the mafia that's got the black market goods so that they can sell these goods to and make huge amounts of money.
And the Gazans are having to pay protection money.
But this is what it is. The Gazans have to pay protection money. So the crazy thing is Israel did not, when Israel gave up the Gaza Strip, it did not free the Palestinians. It enslaved them.
Yes.
To a vile, evil dictator. And that gets back to what we were beginning to talk about here, which is there's good and there's evil. And if anything, the Palestinian, Israeli, Israel, Arab, Israel-Muslim conflict is the ABCs, is the laboratory by which we can see with our own eyes, if we open them up, good and evil. As Bibi Netanyahu says, he says, we use our weapons to protect, we use our efforts to protect civilians from missiles. The Palestinians use civilians to protect Hamas from missiles.
Yes.
There is good and there is evil in the world.
There is, and we can't avoid that issue. People want to hide their head in the sand.
People want to hide their heads. People want to say, "Oh, that both sides have a, we got to be even, Stephen." Well, you know what? You're even, Stephen, and what's happening is it is just an excuse to avoid the truth.
Well, you know, basically, regarding good and evil, the basic evil is not honoring God.
That's exactly
And many
it.
Nations aren't honoring God. The U.S. Left its godly American heritage. And actually Israel has as well. So, you know, I believe there will be peace on earth, but if we honor God again. So
that exactly is it. And not just honor God in an ephemeral sense. We have a positive requirement to do good, to do God's work in the here and the now. And the way every single person here can do God's work is first to understand what is really going on and to say and look at it and say, you know, I'm beginning to I see that Israel is an island of Judeo-Christian normalcy, of Judeo-Christian truth and justice, and it is in a stormy sea of evil, and it is being battered and battered and battered and battered and battered.
Well,
and unless everyone here starts to get into the game and starts to roll their sleeves up and say, I'm not going to take it anymore, then we're going to lose.
I want to encourage people, once again, Mark, to get involved in prayer with action.
And, prayer with action.
Yes, so along with the websites, once again, Americans for a Safe Israel, www.afsi.org, and of course your name, your website, marklangfan.com.
Anybody can email me. Anybody can call me. Anybody can email me. And I'll, you know, give my information to you so you can throw it up there. Anybody can email me.
Okay, now what other contact information besides your websites would you like to?
Well, my email address is MAPMUN, 6 letters, @AOL.com.
Okay.
And my telephone number is 212-832-0200.
Okay, Mark, it's a blessing to talk with you. I look forward to meeting you.
It's a blessing to be on your show.
In person, and may God bless Israel. Help Israel, the leaders of Israel, to obey God and
see
so
the light.
Yes, to do the right thing. And so we'll keep praying, keep doing all that we can.
And do the right.
And do the right, yes. So thank you, Mark. It's great to visit with you.
Dr. Harper, and God bless you. You know, it is a miracle, and your show is a beautiful thing to be on, and I've been honored to be on it.
Oh, it's been an honor. Have had some great broadcasts previously. I don't know if you've heard of Pastor Jonathan Kahn of the Harbinger book.
No.
But that book is a wonderful book about the warning for America and how America is kind of related to Israel and our behavior. And so if you haven't seen
it, I'll talk to you and I'll get a bibliography. I'd love to read about it.
Yes, and I'll look forward to talking with you later. I'll give you a call after the broadcast.
Dr. Harper, God bless you. And everyone listening, God bless you and your families. And I wish you peace and happiness and action.
Oh, thank you, Mark. God bless you with peace. And God bless Israel with peace.
Amen.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you.
We read news every day.
News that's informative, but rarely encouraging.
The Intermountain Christian Newspaper aims to change that. They present the news you need to know, from what's going on in your community to your world, with encouraging words, motivation,
and the resources you need to make positive changes in your life.
What is your local government doing that you need to know about?
What's happening in your community you need to be a part of?
Whether it's a story from your neighborhood, a national story, or an encouraging word,
you'll find biblical issues of everyday life in the Intermountain Christian Newspaper.
Intermountain Christian News is produced and supported by the work and donations of individuals and churches. You'll find it at churches, Christian bookstores, by subscription,
and online at imcnews.org.
To find out more about supporting this local resource, go online at imcnews.org or call Intermountain Christian News in Boise, Idaho at 208-703-8688. The Intermountain Christian News,
a voice sharing the truth on matters dear to people's hearts.